watch the kid through the glass, carefully slicing the wheat rolls apart. Slicing the marinade, bell peppers, the sun-dried tomatoes, slicing the mozzarella, specifically picking each piece meticulously. Placing each piece on the countertop neatly. Laying it all out on the bread. Orderly, studiously. Folding the sliced bread back together with mathematical precision, as if he were an emergency room surgeon. As if each move he made was a life or death decision. He was focused and relaxed, his hands steady like a master painter dipping his brush into paint. You were in a spell watching him create. I had goosebumps watching him create. I said to you, that kid's an artist. You said, I know. We stood there wild. I said, I've never seen anyone make sandwiches that I considered an artist until just now. After lunch, I hailed a cab at Columbus and Broadway. We kissed goodbye. I got into the cab on the new Sun Hong Kong side. The driver asked, how's your day going? I said, it just started. He said, yours was just ending. I said, where's your accent from? You said, you were Brazilian. Brazil, you said the capital, Brazilia. And for the last 19 years you've lived down the coast in Pacifica with your 20-year-old son and husband, who's also Brazilian. Through the Broadway tunnel, we talked a lot. Down High Street, we talked a lot. Then more in the taxi for an extra 10 minutes when it stopped. I said, I gotta say, I don't end up in conversations a lot. You said, me neither. The city has changed a lot. People don't want to be bothered when they're immersed in their contraptions. They don't want to be troubled with human interaction. They never say, good morning. They never say, how are you? They say, take me there, take me here. I guess your age at 40, you said 43, and I got your number for the next time I need a taxi for when I gotta leave this country. You said, it's nice to meet you, Mark. I said, it's nice to meet you, Eileen. In my pocket is an old paperback Night Train. I bought it in 2000 while on tour in the UK. Pages are all yellow, musty smelling and falling out. It took me about a week to figure that part out. It was in a box of books from just before I knew you. Right above Stories from the Corner by FX Tool. The copyright on most of the books in that stack ranges from 1998 to 2002. It was the only book in that stack. From its binding, the pages were becoming unglued. I remember dropping it in the bath while reading, trying to get some space away from you. I think that these books were stashed away so I could make room for you. And I still remember that summer night when your mother died, down to the hour and minute, and how you grieve. There's a book in the stash called A Time to Grieve. The condition, somehow, after all these years, is pristine. Its copyright is 1983. Well, this is a later edition, bought brand new on Polk Street. Given to me as a gift when I was grieving too much to read. I'll never read this book because I don't believe that grieving can be processed by reading a book about the process of grieving. About the life and times of Sonny Liston. There's always conflict, darkness, trouble, tension, and friction. But never forget that Sonny loved children. He was sincerely a good person around children. He gave them friendship, goodness, and kindness. Things unprovided to him in his miserable childhood. Lots and lots about the city of St. Louis. The crooked cops harassing Sonny in St. Louis. His dealings with Carver and Palermo in St. Louis. His fights with Whitehurst in St. Louis. It's been so long since I've been to St. Louis. I played a few shows in the 90s in St. Louis. I attended a wedding once in St. Louis. Nothing much ever stood out about St. Louis. There's so much in this book about St. Louis that I'm intrigued now, so I'm planning a trip to St. Louis. If it wasn't for that old stash of books I found that filled me with a blueness, flooded me with memories of the news, of a passion so strong that ended in resentment and anguish, I'd have no plans to revisit St. Louis. But first there's things I gotta get out of the way, plans that weigh on me, on the San Francisco Sunday, on May 7th. I'll be flying overseas for a tour of Japan, Australia, and New Zealand. At the speed I read, I'll probably have the Sonny Liston book with me. For that ride to the airport, I'm probably gonna call Eileen. After I've eaten a sandwich with you on the corner of Broadway and Columbus, a sandwich hopefully made by the artist who inspired me, who planted the seed to what has grown into this melody tree. Music is the air I breathe. Tonight tonight for dinner. 8th and 8th, Mexican on Polk Street. I came home and had cucumbers and hummus. I need to watch what I eat. Music is the air I breathe. I find poetry in everything I see. Out my window I saw a barge with 3 large letters, MSC. I wonder what those letters stand for. What does the barge carry? Chemicals for the refineries, gifts for the gift shops on Grand Street, camp products for animals to eat. Whatever they carry, it's always nice to see. The barge is slowly moving through the bay, going under the bridge and moving out to sea.